be back in 20 or whenever you got a chance, but there's no rush. All right.
JEB, this is Ryan.
Hey, Ryan, I was trying to get in touch with Gerald. I think we might have got disconnected.
Yeah, I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me a minute ago.
I gotcha. Does Gerald have, like, a CFO or office manager or anybody like that that has any of the decision-making processes?
Yeah, I handle almost everything for him. I'm his nephew. I run his business.
What are
you trying to finance for us?
Based on the past financing history you guys have with Wells Fargo Equipment Finance, you're pre-approved with us for both equipment and capital. So I just wanted to check and see, you know, if maybe you guys are looking to bring on some new trucks or something like that for the business, either for the summer later down the line.
I just bought six of them, and I financed them all with Zion.
Oh, man, I should have called you guys earlier, huh?
Like maybe 8 months ago. What's the lowest interest rate you guys are offering?
It really depends what you look like on paper. We have rates that start for like promos. They start at like zero, but it really depends. I'm sorry.
Okay, so it depends on our cash flow ratio, our coverage ratio.
That is definitely one of the things we look at for our working capital programs, and then for our equipment financing programs. It's not as much cash flow; and it's more of credit profile, time in business, industry, stuff like that. But yeah, if you guys are looking to bring on some more trucks, I can definitely help you. If you have any needs for capital coming up, I can help you guys out as well. Typically, for working capital financing, we could free up around 10% of your top line revenue as unsecured cash. So, you know, just very simply say if you guys did $1 million last year, we can get you around 100K. Can you use that to grow your business?
No, I mean, we stay pretty cash flush. I try to keep about $800,000 cash on hand.
Okay.
I have to because that's the way this business works. I got to be pretty flush.
Yeah, because you don't always get paid right away from your customers and stuff, right?
No, and I'm borrowing money from Zion's credit at 3.1%, 0%, with nothing down.
That's really good, actually.
I'm borrowing about $175,000 on every truck.
I gotcha. Okay. Well, if there's ever something that they can't help you with, for a lot of our customers, we're more like a secondary resource of funds. I know like some of the other banks kind of will cap you out after a while. So if you know, if you guys ever have a whole ton of business and you need more financing to take on those projects and they won't help you, you know, we might be able to. So if you like, Ryan, I can just shoot you over my information via email just so you have my stuff on file, and you know, if something comes up in the future, give me a ring. And maybe we can work something out.
Sure, definitely send it over. Do you guys do startups? You finance startups?
We do startups, which is very rare in our industry. they're definitely harder to get approved, and they're definitely more expensive, but we do startups.
Yeah. I just started another business last August.
Oh, nice.
And I had to borrow money from PacCar Financial because they're the only ones that would lend me the money at a decent rate.
Uh-huh.
Everybody else was trying to get me for like 8 or 9%. Definitely. Let me give you my email. It's
okay. What's your email,
Ryan? R as in Ryan, S as in Simpson. J as in Jerry, E as in Edward, B as in Brown, S as in Sand, G as in Gravel. com.
Okay, so RS@JE, B as in boy, SG. .com.
Yep, and that's R like Roger Sam.
Okay. Did you say are there two R's in the beginning?
No, nope, just one R.
Just RS. Okay. So what's your, could you tell me your business? Are you in trucking as well, or?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
Basically, Jerry only wants this business to be so big, and so when we get large contracts, I'm forced to sub the work out.
Yeah.
And I am tired of paying other people to do work that I can do myself. So I got the green light from him. He is my uncle, and started buying my own trucks to capture the overflow work that we're subcontracting out so I don't have to pay somebody I don't like.
Yeah. That's awesome. So you're more of the entrepreneur between you guys. Sky's the limit for you. You want to grow. He's kind of like comfortable, right?
Jerry's 58 years old. He's made his millions. He doesn't have to work. He's in Mexico fishing right now.
Nice.
And he'll be home for 10 days, and then he leaves for 4 days to go fishing. So
that's an awesome schedule. Totally. Yeah, no, my My fiance's dad owns a pest control business, and he's owned it for like 12 years, but it's just him. He has so many customers, and he doesn't want to grow beyond just him. He doesn't want all the extra, you know, headache and liability stuff. And I don't know, he's just kind of comfortable where he is and with his little, you know, earnings that he makes. But so I can definitely relate with the, you know, relationship with your uncle. But so are you going to be taking over his business too when he kind of looks to retire, or? Uh, you,